Yeah. So yesterday we left off in the middle of this Tosfos. The Tosfos, the Ramaschal, the Shmuel Amar, and Chav Zayin on the base. The Pashto says that we have three different categories. You have Shama Chinam is only Chayiv on Pshir, Shama Socha is Chayiv not only Pshir, Ganeva Aveda also. And the Shoel is even Chayiv on Onsem, but he's only Potter on Mesa Machos Molochim. So the Pashto says you have three categories. Tosfos took the middle category and they broke it down into two. Based on the Gemara in the end of in Perek HaShoel, the end of Bob Mitzir Dav Tzadik Dalet, the Gemara says, "Gnei kroy v'lo einis and avei kroy v'lo pshir." Why did Tosfos break that down into two? So they were quoting a whole bunch of Gemaras. Let's see. Some of the Gemaras are right here on Chav Zayin Amar Aleph. The Gemara says, "Nofel min agag, in order to be chayv nezek, the nezek tzarik pishavis and boishes. The boishes are only chayv if at least niskavin." Lahazik. You don't need Niskavan Levayish, but you need Niskavan Lahazik. Okay. So a lot of times you'll be Chayv Abodvarim minus Boshes. Abodvarim and Nezik Tzari Pushevis. You won't pay Boshes because it wasn't Niskavan Levayish. Okay. How do you know when are you Chayv Nezik only and when are you Chayv the Abodvarim Tzari Pushevis in addition to the Nezik? So that's what the Gemara and the Rishonim seem to say. If he fell min agag beruach mitzuya, so what did he go up in the first place on the gag? So that's outright pshia. So whenever there's a pshia, then the fellow is chayv in abodvar. He won't be chayv in boshes unless niskaven levayish and niskaven lahazik. Okay, leave out boshes, but the abodvar he will be chayv because there was a pshia. But even if there's no pshia, he's still going to be chayv. It's still going to be Chayv Nezik. But the Gemara says, Chav Zayin on the base, Adam Amazik, Boinus Kamer, is Potter. They say, Yerushalmi is like that. That's Ba'afelo, the Karen Zavis. Adam Amazik, Boinus Kamer. Shalmi says, Ben Er, Ben Yoshin, even if he's sleeping, that's only if he went to sleep next to the glass Kalim. If he went to sleep and then someone put the glass Kalim afterwards, Tosfos quotes Yerushalmi that you're not Chayv to pick. The Tosfos says, all these sources indicate, Adam Amazik, Boinus Kamer, is Potter. So Tosfos says, if Adam Amazik Boinus Gomer is Pater, so what does it mean when it says in Mishnah, Adam Odli Adam, Bein Mishagig, Bein Mimezit, Bein Bionis, Bein Beratzen, there is such a gear, said Bein Bionis, Bein Beratzen. So you can't say that you only chayv Nezik if there's Pshia. No, if there's pshia, then you chayv abodvar. Means even if there's no pshia, he fell min agag beruach she'ena mitzuya. If he went on top of the gag beruach mitzuya, he knows that there are always hurricanes, tornadoes, whatever. And he doesn't have a radio, and he didn't hear the news. Nobody knows how to predict what's going to happen in the next half hour. So if in this city they often have hurricanes, and he went on top of the roof, and he fell down, beruach mitzuya, for this city, this is normal, beruach mitzuya, then the Gemara says that that's a pasheya, then he's chayv all the abo advarim, just pata from the boshas. But if he fell from the roof, beruach she'ena mitzuya, then the Gemara says, you want to chayv nezek, you not chayv the other abo advarim, because there was no pasheya. So what do you see from the Gemara? That if you have a ruach she'ena mitzuya, which you didn't deal with, because ruach she'ena mitzuya is not called Einis Gomer. That's not considered Einis Gomer, because it says you are chayv nezek. So what is that? So Tosfos quotes, there's another Gemara that says something about Ruach Mitzuya versus Ruach She'ena Mitzuya. So they quote the Gemara Memhei, Abo Nichnasu Tachas HaBailim, just like the Bailim, the one who owns the animal, is Muchia Bishmirasai, Umamon Chashmirasan Alecho, and if I'll be negligent and the behemoth will go make a hezek, I'll have to pay. So if I gave over the behemoth to a Shomer to watch, Abo Nichnasu Tachas HaBailim, it's not mamoincho in the din of ominous sense. The behemah doesn't belong to the shomer, but it's a shmiras on alecha. He agreed to watch it. that if the animal will be mazik, so the shaymer will have to pay. Abba nichnasu tachas abaylam. V'chayavim l'shalem. V'chayavim l'shalem. There's one din they have to pay if the animal makes a hezek. Okay. And then Tosis picks up on another thing. V'chayavim l'shalem mei hashor l'abaylam. And if the shaymer didn't watch the behemoth, the behemoth ran away, and he can't return it, so then he has to pay. Chutz b'shamachinam. Shamachinam doesn't have to pay. Are you talking about the shamachinam is chayv b'mpshia? So what do you mean the shamachinam doesn't have to pay? Umuki lo, the Gemara interprets that brisa that says shamachinam doesn't have to pay. Kigon, they're not shmir b'chusa, the shamachinam kosel shmir asai, and he didn't watch the shmir me'ulam. So what's the definition of shmir b'chusa, what shmir me'ulam? So Tosis quotes from another Gemara, Shmira Prusa means he was only careful for Ruach Metzuyah. He didn't do anything to be concerned about the Ruach She'ena Metzuyah. So the Gemara says that if the Nachum of the Shemachinam is only Chayiv on Pshiyah, he's not Chayiv on Gnei Vaveda. So if you have a ruach she'ena mitzuya, shemachinim will not be mechuyev to pay for the loss of the aveda. It's only called pshia if it's a ruach mitzuya. The same on Oman Aleph. If there was a ruach mitzuya and he fell down, it's pshia is chayv ol abo advarim. If it's a ruach she'ena mitzuya, then you're only chayv nezek. Why are you even chayv nezek? Because it's not an oinus. There's no pshia, but there's no oinus. So Nachum also, how did Tosis prove that you have to break up the middle category of geneva ve'aveda? You have to divide it into two, and you have to say that by odom amazik, by oinus gomer is potter, even an oinus ke'en geneva would also be potter, but oinus ke'en aveda would be chayv. How do they prove that? Nachamal, how did Tosis prove it? I'm half asleep today. I don't know, anybody? Yeah?
A shomer chinam, he only has to watch an animal such that a ruach metzuyah wouldn't open up the fence.
Okay.
But a ruach she'ena metzuyah would come, so he doesn't have to worry about that. If that happens, he's going to be potter. But Adam
Hamazik,
if he's on top of a roof and a Ruach Shein would see him come and knocks him over,
he is
Chayiv. So you see, there's a category which the Shomer Chinam is going to be Pater for, but which the Adam Hamazik is going to be Chayiv for, and we already proved that it's not going to be Gneva, because Gneva, even an Adam Hamazik is going to be Pater for, so it must be Aveda.
Ha.
It must be an
Onis Kain
Aveda.
How do you know that Adam Hamazik would be Pata by Ernest Ka'en Geneva?
That was
Nidka.
Tosus thinks
that,
how is it that
Adam Amazik
for
Nidka? Amav Chavis Mimakim the Shibra. And then what happened?
So
Niskal. And there was nothing to trip on. There was nothing there. So if it's, that's a Machlokes, whether Niskal Pasheya or Niskal Oines. If he tripped and there was nothing there. So Rabbi Yehuda's opinion is that Niskal is an Inus. So therefore what?
So.
And the Gemara says, Shemachinam is Pater. If he's a Niskal, Shemachinam is Pater, and Shemachar is Chayv to pay. Why? Because Niskal is like Geneva Vaveda. That's it, before you get to Tosis Chilek. Why don't you just say Niskal is not an oines gomor, then even a shamasach would be potter, and he says shamasach is chayiv. That's his socha yushalayim. Means a niskal is like an oines like geneva aveda. So how do Tosis know you have to split geneva aveda in half?
So if there's a case where, so this shomer chinam, in the case of niskal, he's going to be potter.
Potter, so beautiful potter.
Isn't he an adam hamazik? So he's not. Yeah, he's an Adam Mazik, but an Adam Mazik is going to be Pater in this case. So it's either Kigneva or Kiaveda. And you see an Adam Mazik.
Again, So mitam shemer chinam, he would be putter because it's like an eva veda. But let it be adam wood li'olam. That's Tosis Raya. Let it be adam wood li'olam. So Tosis is assuming that if I give workers barrels of wine, barrels to transport from one place to the other, there's a din of Adam HaMazik there. There's a din, if he's not getting a salary, he has a din like Yashem Achinam, because he agreed to take care of it. He is getting a salary, he has a din like Yashem Asachar, but in addition to being Yashem Achinam, there's also a din of Adam HaMazik. So they're bothered with a kasha, true mitam shomer. Yashem Achinam is only chayv on pshia, and niskal on nothing, niskal on where there's nothing to fall on, is not called the pshi, and this goes la poshehu, but let him ichai mitam odam hamazik. So on that Tosis kasha, that's on the first white line going over to the second white line. Why is nichai mitam odam hamazik? So on that line, the Ramban responds. That's the Ramban in the end of the Masechta, in the Mochamas page Mem Gimel in the Rif. The Ramban thinks, Ein Bulamen Hoisig Memelachta Mishum Adam HaMazik. Why not? He says, you don't judge. If I hired you, I asked you to do me a favor, Bechinam, or I'm paying you, whatever. So there's no din of Adam HaMazik over there. Why not? It's only judged based on Shem Bechinam or Shem Mesochar. There's no parsha of Adam HaMazik. Why not? So the Ramban explains that let's say there's a din of Mesa Machmas Malocha Hashem Mesochar. A Shoel is Chayv on Onsen, but he's Potter on Mesa Machmas Malocha. Why is he Potter on Mesa Machmas Malocha? It's an implicit Mechila. If I'm lending you the automobile to drive, you have a date tonight. So lend you the automobile, I'll lend you my behemoth to take the girl on a date, okay, or whatever. So I'm giving you permission to use it. And then it's going to be Mesa Machlis Malocha, so it's an implicit Mechila. So the Ramban assumes that just like Mesa Machlis Malocha is an implicit Mechila, because I gave him permission, so too, Umen Hoisig Ben Malachto, I gave him the barrels and I said, please transport the barrels from here to here. So I don't expect him to transport the barrels better than I myself would do it. So there's an implicit mechila. If he did it normally, there's an implicit mechila. When is the no implicit mechila? An Adam HaMazik, but I didn't ask him to do anything for me. He's not working on my behalf. I didn't submit. I didn't give him the barrels to do the work. An Adam HaMazik, he's driving a car, smashes into my house. So then the Ramban holds Adam HaMazik even by his gomer is chayiv, even Ruch Sorosh El Elio. But if he's an Uman, then he says it's an implicit Mechila. I can't expect of him more than I myself would be able to do the work. If I would do the work, if an Oynes may have happened, Oynes may have happened if I would do the work. So it's self-understood that I don't expect him to be a bigger expert than I am. So that's what the Ramban throws off. But Tosis doesn't go with that swar. So Tosis says, Uman ho'isik b'malachto, should be judged mitam shomer. So is he a Hashem Achinam, Hashem Asachar? Okay. He should also be judged mitam Adam HaMazik. So what do they prove? Nachmal. So what do they prove? That if he's a Hashem Achinam, he doesn't have to pay, because Niskal is somehow parallel to Geneva Vaveda. And Hashem Achinam is part on Geneva Vaveda. So how do Tosis know to split Geneva and Aveda further? Why don't you just say Niskal is like an Eva Aveda? And Adam HaMazik is only Chayv. Oh, so that's what Tosis says. So you're going to say Adam HaMazik is only Chayv if it's Mamash Pshia. There are three categories. There's Oynes, Ashoel is Chayv Yonsen, Shamasoch is Chayv in Eva Aveda only, not in Onsen. Shamachinim is only Chayv in Pshia. So if you're going to say that Niskal is parallel to Niskal, where there's nothing to trip on. Niskal is parallel to Geneva Ve'aveda. So then And that's why the Adam HaMazik, he's not Chai Mitam Adam HaMazik. The Umen HaOisik B'Malachto, fine, he's a Shamachinim, he's Potah Gnei Baveda, let him be Chai Mitam Mazik. So the Ramban says, Ein Bu Umen HaOisik B'Malachto Mitam Mazik. Tais holds not so. So there is a din of Adam HaMazik, but you say that Adam HaMazik is not Chayv if it's Ken Gnei Baveda. So it's only Chayv if it's Pshia. The Tais says that it can't be. As we said before, if there's Pshia, Chayv Abor Dvorim. If there's no Pshia, then you only Chayv Nezik. So what do you mean there's no Pshia? It's Gnei Baveda. So that's the Stira. And Amid Aleph, it says you don't need Pshia. Tosis writes, it cannot be. It's not mistabit to say the Adam HaMazik is only Chayev if it's going to be a Pshia. Not only is it not mistabit to say, it's impossible to say, because the Gemara in Amid Aleph says not so. The Gemara says by the Ruach, Nafa Beruch Mitzuya is Chayev Abodvar, because it's Pshia. But Nafa Beruch Sheini Mitzuya is only Chayev Nezik. So that was Tosfos Hechrech, that you have to split the middle category in two. You can't say Adam HaMazik is only Chayv if it's going to be Pshia. That's not true. That's E'ef Shaloim Shaloi is Chayv Ela B'Pshia. Why is E'ef Shaloim is Chayv Ela B'Pshia? You see from Amar Aleph, it's not true. If it's going to be Pshia, then it's Chayv Oli Abodva. If it's not Pshia, then you only chayv nezik, you're not chayv yabodvam. So that's why it's a yev shaloimah. So what are you going to say? That a ruach she'enim etzuya du shamachinim is potter, because the ruach she'enim etzuya is equivalent to geneva v'aveda, and the shamachinim is potter on geneva aveda. So, but let him be chayv mitam mazik, because Tosfos holds that an uman is also, he is judged mitam mazik. They don't agree with that Ramban. So they say, no, you have to say that Adam HaMazik is only Chayv des Pshi. You can't say it like that. You have to split Geneva Aveda in half. Okay. So that whole Hechrich that Tosfos had is all based on their premise. Why not say V'lo Mechayv Mitam Adam HaMazik? So the Ramban answered that it's not true, that there's an implicit Mechila over here. Okay. So Tosfos' whole proof is all based on their assumption. Yeah. So again, this the little children are learning Bava Kamma. Everybody learns the Tosfos, and it's not quoted in Halacha L'maaseh and Shulchan Aruch. We don't paskin like this Tosfos. We paskin only Adam HaMazik b'Einus Gomer's Potter. We don't split the two in half. Einus Kein Geneva, Einus Kein Aveda. We don't split in half. Okay. So let's say we started the Gemara about Ovid Inish Dina Nafshei. We got, I think, to the top of Chav Ches Amanal, the fifth line from the top. Toshma, Shor Shor Gabi Chaver Lahorgoi, Ubob Balatachta Meshoma Teshalo. He pulls his Shor, I doesn't want the other Shor to crush my Shor to death, so I have a right to pull my Shor out. Shomer Shalov and Ophel Yunamase. And then the shore that jumped on my shore falls down now because I pulled my shore out from the bottom. He's suffocating him, he's killing him. I pulled him out, and the other one died. So Potter. Why is he Potter? I have a right to protect my shore. So that's not called Adam HaMazik. I have to protect my shore. So the Gemara thought, my love, Bemuad, I'm going to get Nezik Shalom. So why did I have to go pull my shore out from the bottom? My lab b'muah, the lekab said, I'm going to get nezek shalem. And nonetheless, I have the right to pull out my shore from the bottom, even though I know in advance it's a psik reshe, his shore may get killed. So you see, Ovid inish din anafshek. Mar says, lo b'tam. Maybe he's talking about a tam, so it's echadikab said. So if his shore that jumped my shore is only going to pay chatzi nezek, it's going to be Hechadik Abseid. Everybody agrees over the Nishdin and Avshay. Fegemar Akasha. Lo betam Dik Abseid. Fegemar Akasha. Hi hachiv. That's the Pshat. That is Dik Abseid. The aim of Seif. Adukhof Alel. Yenemeis. if the owner of the bottom shore, instead of pulling out his shore, he pushes the top shore off from his shore, d'chof l'al yimei, s'chayov. Say, Gemara, why? V'i b'tam, amai chayov. Why is he chayov? He has it. It's hechadika p'seda. The bottom shore is only going to pay chatzi nezik. So, obedin ishtidin avshei. So why didn't they have the right to push off the top shore? And the Gemara, nein, shor, lo l'shamta, lo l'shamta, who to... He has to do something to protect his shore. So either he can pull out his shore from the bottom, shomtai, or he could be doiche, the upper shore. So the Gemara, why should he push the upper shore and cause more hezek? Pull out your bottom shore to protect your shore, it will cause less hezek. So that's what the Gemara answers, shor, lo l'shamta, lo l'shamta. He can't say, obedin ishtidin avshei hechadika p'seda, when it wasn't really necessary for him to push the top shore to save the p'seda. He could have pulled out the bottom shore to save the p'seda. Okay. Let's see, toshma. So you can't really prove one way or the other, whether obedin ishtidin avshei. Let's see, toshma hamamali chotzer chaber kadiyam kadi shemen, and I can't walk. He filled up my whole backyard with canned goods and all kinds of stuff. So I can't get out of the house. I'm the owner of the house, and he has all of his belongings there, and I can't get out of the house. Can't get in the house. So I'm allowed to smash whatever I want. So you see that what? Why don't I have to call the bezin and have them speak to the guy? Why am I allowed to smash the barrels that the guy left in my rishus? Maybe it does mean he has a right to do whatever he wants to. Meshabe v'yotze to go to Bez and this Bez and to intervene. Meshabe v'nichnas to get his ochoches. But it doesn't necessarily mean that he has the right, nasis yodek shliach Bez, that he can cause mazik all he wants. It doesn't really prove the point that... Ovidin Jin and Avshe. Let's say Toshma Minan Nirtzkala Yamov Rabim Sarba Lotzis, he wants him to leave already. The Chobal Vasabuchabushi who put the Tamloin, the Sikha Kaifer Loshuv. What does it have to do? Lo Sikha Kaifer Loshuv? So Rashi has the two Pshatim. Lashov. One Pshat is Lashov. The guy should read, it says Vishobal Mishpachto. Ochus is Havos of Yashuv. So he should be Shobal Mishpachto. That's the second pshat. Lishnachrina, Lashav, Mishadin Liya Shobal Mishpachto Ben Rosh. So what was the first pshat? Lashukha Kaifa Lashuv, Dirosh Bo, Lashav, Lemisharotza Lashuv, Likil Kuloi, Viliyos Evet. That's the first pshat. Lashukha Kaifa Lashuv means Lashav. Okay. An additional level of interpretation. So what does the Gemara say? Miran neir tishkala yama v'rab mesar v'lotze d'chav v'basa v'chabure. The Odom doesn't have to pay, even though he injured the Eved. He doesn't have to pay. Tamilon sukka kofer lo shuv. You don't make him pay. You don't have, that's kofer ho'ayvarim. You won't have to pay for breaking your finger or breaking your leg. That's kofer ho'ayvarim. So loich tzikka kofer means, the pasuk pshat in the pasuk is, the fellow has to go run to the armiklot. Or he's a murderer, so he deserves the death penalty, and he wants to pay koifer in order that he shouldn't get the death penalty or shouldn't have to go to the Raimiklut. He wants to pater himself from the punishment. So that's the Pashup Shat in Pasuk. And the Gemara gives us an additional level of interpretation that Losik koifer, the Odon does not have to pay the Eved for harming him. Koifer Hoivarim. The Odon doesn't have to pay for harming the Eved. Because he's supposed to go free b'shei shabiyoyvo, okay. And for the Gemara, ma'askinon bi'avda. So what do you see? Nahamon. So you're allowed to. The Odin is allowed to harm the Eved. Why? Because he's trespassing in his rishus. He was yotze l'cheres and I don't want him anymore. So I tell him leave, and he doesn't want to leave. So you see that to Ovidin shdil nafshei. So Gemara says, no, maybe we're talking about a case that he started to ganve. The Eved is a ganav. Feg the Gemara, what do you mean? He was working with me for the next 6 years. I never had a problem with him. Adhu, he had no loy ganav, hashta ganav. For the first 5 years and 11 months, he never stole anything. I never went to Bezin to get rid of him. I never had any complaints that he's gone. All of a sudden, now he only has another month to go. Now he's becoming a ganav. And therefore, hechadika pseida, you say, Ovidin is dealing up shay. So the Gemara says, how can it be? For the last 5 years and 11 months, he wasn't a ganav, just punked in the last month. And for the Gemara, yes. Adhuid Nahavim said the Rabbi Ale. First 5 years and 11 months, he was afraid to steal anything because the Yodin is going to hold him responsible. And he's going to remain in Ebed for a long time. Abahashta. But now he's Yotze B'sheish. Now he's going to go free in another half a month or so. Hashta Leis Lehem said the Rabbi Ale. Now he has nothing to be afraid of. So now he's acting out like a gun. So since it's Ikab Seda, so we say, Obedin Ishdin Anafshe. And the next shot was, Nachmaitzakam Abshat is not that he's trespassing and the Odom wants to get rid of him. No. Talking Rabbi Moselo Shivcha Knainis. So until now it was Beheter and now it's Beisr. Adwidna. Bevish Moselo Abshivcha. Adwidna. Till today, Hetera. He was allowed to live with her. Hashta Yisur. And now that the 6 years are up, and it's Meis Leis. Whenever he was sold, there's an Ebed Ivri. So 6 years later, he goes free.
Can we test what Polo Yamabe means, that he's approaching the end, or it's actually over already, and now it's past?
That what?
It says, Eved Nish Polo Yamabe.
Yeah.
So is that it's actually over? Or
yeah, it was over already, and he's still living with the Shivcha Kleinus. So that's Keneged Adin. He only has a Heter during Sheish. After the Sheish is up, he doesn't have Heter. And the Odin sees that he's not leaving the Shivcha Kleinus. He's still going back to her. So that's Lafurisha Misura is considered, we say, Abedin is Din and Avshe. Yeah. Let's see. Toshma, let's try to see from the Mishnah. Minecha Sakad B'Shu Sarab. Guy clutters up the street. Abuacha Meniska Bo B'Shibra Potter. Why is the only time of Meniska Bo? If he tripped on it and he smashed it accidentally, then he doesn't have to pay. Time by the niska, but you don't have to pay hashiv. What if I took a stick and I smashed the biyadayim? It would appear from the Mishnah that I do have to pay. Why don't you have the right to say, Ovidin Shilin Avshay? This guy has the right to put his barrels in the middle of the street. He's making a traffic jam over here. The people can't walk. The cars can't go in the street if the guy has his containers there, his kadim and his chavias over there. So that's the Gemara's kasha. If you all do it in Israel and Avshay, why is it only Boacha Beniskal Bo? You don't have to pay. He doesn't have to pay for accidentally smashing the barrel. He should be allowed to smash it biyadayim. Hashibra Chayiv. Why? Avin in Israel and Avshay. So the Shlich, he's Nasis Yadik Shlich Bezen, he should have the right to smash it. And for the Gemara, no, Enachinami. Who Adin Afilu Shibra? You would be potter even if you smashed it by a dime, because the guy had the right to be there. By the Ketani Niskal, because of the Sefer. That what? I did it by the Mishnah Sefer, who is Akbal Abayis, Chai Ben Niskal, the Dafkin Niskal, Lava Shibaloi, the Huazik Anaf Shei. Yeah. It says I have a right to smash it, because Ovidin Zinaf Shei, Nasin Sadek Shliach Bezim, but if by my smashing it, chipped from the kli harms me, then that's pshias hanizik caused the hazik. Then he doesn't have to pay. When he leaves a kad, the rechav is in the middle of b'shus harabim, that's like a bor b'shus harab. Any hazik that will be caused because he left a bor b'shus harabim, he'll have to pay. But if the hazik was caused because I started up with the bor b'shus harabim, so then pshias hanizik pata is the mazik. Pata is the one who left the boy there. I do come on, Mr. Sabin, who's a balabayis chayev in this guy, Dafka in this guy. I will she below the Liu Dazak and Amshay, there was Pshias on this. That's like Tony Rash in this guy. Okay. Then the more comment on the person. Tosh Mavkatsa says, Kapo, the woman has to pay Boshas. Moment. My lab, the only way for the woman to save her husband someone else is beating up her husband. So another way to save a husband is by humiliating the one who is attacking him. So why don't you just say that Nasis Yodik is Shliach Bezen? And for the Gemara, no. We're talking about En Yechol Lahatzal Yidei Davaracha. She really didn't have to do Hechzika B'Mavushav. Ba'alab She'en Yechol Lahatzal Yidei Davaracha. So what would the din be if En Yechol Lahatzal, what would the din be? Din would be Ptura, because Nas Yodik is Shliach Bezen, she's allowed to do it. Yehochi, so why does the Sefer of their Brisa say? Aditani Sefer, Vishilcha Yoda, Pratla Shlech Bezdin. No, Frank Digmar, literally, we're listening to Dino. Bamed Ram Shechar Lahatzai Deda, Eni Char Lahatzai Deda, Rachem should be Ptura. Because Bamokam Pseida, he say, Avidin is Dino Napshe. Digmar said, that's what it means. That's what they're writing. Medvamam shechal laasay dey davarach, ein yechal laasay dey davarach. Nas zari shleich bez napturim. So that line sheds light on the whole topic. That line is the whole key to the whole sugya. What's the whole shadow? But the obed is din lamshay. Whether you have the right to act like a shleich bezin. Bezin never appointed you as a shliach. Do you say automatically you have the right to act as a shliach if you know what the din is? Or no? Only if he could say to Allah frushim isur. So that's how he talk at Paskin. Lo yavid din avshe, unless he could say them. Was the more continued Toshma? Reishoy seder harab maveres betoch sadeyu. There's a pathway in the middle of his field. Netola, so he decided he doesn't want to have the rabbim go through his field. Field, he announced, he puts up a sign that from now on everyone should use the side road, not the road that goes mamish in the middle of the field. But what's the din? He has no right to take the pathway that's in the middle of his field. The rabbim decided to use it, so he has no right to take it away. So the Gemara asked the Kasha, but if the din is Avidin Shin Avshei, so why doesn't he have the right to sit there and to prevent everybody, let him have a stick, let him have a big stick, and prevent everybody from going on this path that divides his Rishus and half? Look at Pazra Valais, so let him hold the stick and hit whoever wants to walk on his path. Yeah. So the Gemara says, we wouldn't allow it. And for the Gemara, Rav Zibim Shari Derav, Gzeva Shein Bitlam Derech HaKolos, I'm afraid that he may switch it. The path in the middle of the field was a better path than the one on the side of the field. So we're afraid that he may want to switch it for a less valuable path. Rav Asher Amikom Menatzah Derech HaKolos, is always going to be less valuable. If it's in the middle, it's Kroeva Lezeva Lezev. If it's going to be at the end, it's going to be Kroeva Lezeva Chaykog Lezev. He says, it is going to be Derech HaNakel, and maybe, Shem Yitlam, it is going to be Derech HaKolos. Kol men atzah Derech HaKolos, Kroh, but it's Derech HaKolos. Yeah. So then the Gemara, okay, so that's why we don't allow him to switch, that's why we don't permit Ovedin Nishdin, and Avshei Hachem, I shall lo higyo. What's the kasha? I hachi, amai shall lo higyo. I mean, he loses on both. The path that they always had, they have a right to keep, and the path that he substituted, the new one on the side, he has to let them keep. The Gemara says, Manam Shach, why does he lose? He has a right to take one of them back. You take back the old path, and give me the new path that I mistakenly gave you. Have the Gemara name, that's another din midrabbanam, Rav Yudah. You gave them a path on the side, and you gave it instead of the path that went through the middle of your of your field. And the people grab that, so they have a right to continue using the old path, and they have a right to use the new one as well. Now let's take it back. So he loses on both accounts. But that's the maskana gemara. The loy obed yidin and avshei, unless it's hechadik epseida, or lafrushim eisur. One of the two. Yeah. What does the Gemara continue? Toshma, balabai sheniach peh mitzad echad, uboa nim and otla mitzad acher. You only have to leave one peh. You have to leave peh in all the four corners of the field. So he left peh, he designated peh on one side. Uboa nim and otla mitzad acher, and the anim came and they take peh from a different corner. So the din is zeb zeb peh. How can it be zeb zeb peh? But they're gambling. They're stealing an extra peh. So, Frag the Gemara, the E, Amrit Ovid Inish Dina Le Nafshe, Amai Zeb Zepeya. Why can they keep both? Linkred Pazra Velasev. Let them hold the big stick and hit anybody who wants the Anim, who want to take the pay here and the pay there. They should only be entitled to take one of the payers. Everything more, you're right. They have no right to take both payers. Amarav, Amai Zeb Zepeya, only better get to one din. Le Foytram Min Amai Ser. Zev is a pair is only that the potter from Isa. Why Kiritanya? A mafkir karma vihishkan baboiku bitsoroi. Is mafkir his kerem, and then he takes it back, he zerchet back min ha hefker. So the din is chaya beperet ba'olos o b'shikcho o b'peya. The matas aniim imbuchif to give, because there is a posik tazov yisera. There's an extra posik that says tazov, lager tazov oisam. But there was a payer, lefoitra min amaisa, upata min amaisa. Why? Because that's also a part. Luxid beitazav yisera. So even though it was only hefka for a short period of time, Rashi writes, Alma hefka kolda, who was only hefka for a short period of time, and he was zeichet back min hefka, is also a part from chumas amaisas. So this is a famous machlokes Rashi and Tosfos here. What kind of a din is that? Why is peya potam and amaisus? So Rashi seems to learn that peya is hefker. And Tosfos asks, how is peya hefker? There's a machlokes bisham and bisilal in the Mishnayos and peya. Tosfos says Paraglav Mishnah Aleph. Bisham say if you mafker la'anim v'lo la'ashirim. So the hefker is chal anim v'lo lashir. Yeah, hefker lachatzoin. It's only hefker as far as anim is concerned. And we don't paskan like Bishamai, we paskan like Bishil. This is quotes from Yerushalmi. What is it based on? What's the machlok is Bishamai and Bishil? So the time of the Bishamai, the last eight lines in the text, time of the Bishamai, the alfi mi pei, the chsiv, la'ani v'lager tazav oisom. Matam lama tazov, there's an extra phrase tazov. Ishla chaziv echavishi kazu, gigon hefke lanim, just like peya is only lanim with all ashirim. So there it says tazov. So it's marbe hefker, that just like peya is only lanim, so hefke can also be only lanim. And Beshama say it's not, the institution of hefke is not learned that from the Tazayv by the Peya, it's rather learned out from Shvius. It says, Ashvius Tishmatena Unetashto. The farmer has to be Mafka, the pears that grow during Shnas HaShmita. So what does it say, Tishmatena Unetashto? There's a Machleke Satanoim, Rabbi Kiv, Rabbi Shmuel, with a Dibbetera Kalisha made Adam, a Lo Dibbetera Kalisha made Adam. Do you have the right to Darshan Lashonis Kfulim? When a word is repeated. So Rabbi Shmuel says you have a lot of words that are repeated, psukim that are repeated, and they don't really teach you any new din. And we don't assume like that. We assume like a Rabbi Kiva, lo di b'terek l'shan b'ni odam, whenever you have the shan is kfulim, yadarshan, it must be teaching you something. So here, tishmantena unetashto, tishmantena means the farmer should be mafka the peris and shnas hashmita. Unetashto means that there is an institution of hefker all 6 years long. Not only for shnas hashmita, the seventh year, all the 6 years, whenever you want to be mafka something. So hafkora is dumya de perishvies, just like perishvies is Hefkalanim velashirim for both. So too, whenever you want to be mafkir anything, it has to be hefkalanim velashirim. You only mafkalanim, it's not chal. So Tosis Tainus against Rashi. How can Rashi say that peyeh is potter min ha'maisres because it's hefker, but it's only hefkalanim, it's not hefkalashirim. So that's only satisfactory according to the Shammai. We pass like Basil. Hefkalanim is not a valid hefker. That's Tosis Tainus against Rashi. The truth of the matter, you can answer, that's Xeris HaKosa. If you want to be mafka something, you can't be mafka itlanim velo lashir. But here the Torah declares, when you declare this is peyah, Torah says that that becomes hefker lanim. So what's, it's not really such a strong kasha, what Tosis is asking. But anyway, Tosis has a sifrei that, not like Rashi, that peyah is potam and amaisis, it's not because it's hefker lanim. There is no such thing. According to Basil, there isn't such a thing. Not only you can't be mafkelanim, the halacha doesn't even say that peyah is hefkelanim. It can't be. So the reason why it's potam and amais is a different reason, because it says you have to give maiserishon to the lady kein lechelik v'nach leimach, because when they divided Eretz on the days of Yeshua ben Nun, the Kohanim and Levim never got a chelik for her. So that only applies to those areas that were divided and it has ownership. But if you have something that the Levium would be entitled to take, if the Levi would have been an Ani, he would be entitled to take the Maisa, the Peya. So even though he's not an Ani, but since the Levium would have a right to take the Peya, if they would be poor, so whenever any of the Matan Sanim are potter from Chumas and Maises, so that drasha from the sifrei. And Rashi doesn't learn like that. Rashi seems to learn that it's that all of the matan sanim, lekut, shikapeh, etc., are considered hefka to the anim. The Torah declares that they're hefka, not that you made it hefka.
Say like Rabbi saying in Rashi, you say the Shemitah also that the Baalim are making it hefka, not the Torah making it hefka.
That one.
The whole
makar
for Beis Hillel that
hefker is la'ani va'al hefker, because they're makar from Shemitah. Right. If you learn that by Shemitah, the Torah is making a hefker by Peah, it would need to be the same thing. It's only if you learn by Shemitah that the Baalim are the ones being mafkir, you can say the Rebbe's saying. Yes. Yes, that was a big machlokes, the Beis Yosef and the Mabit. So we assume, like the Beis Yosef, Allah HaMayit. Beis Yosef says in Ishnas HaShemitah, the farmer has a mitzvah to be mafkir the Peah, his kosman is not mafkir, they're not hefker. The Mabit held that it's Avkai to the Malka. He held that it's Hefka Me Elof. But we don't hold like the Mabit. Practice always was like the Beis Yosef. It's a mitzvah on the farmer to be Mafka the Peres. So you can say the only time you say Hefka Lanim, Velo Lashem, is not Hefka, is when the Bailam are making it Hefka. But here the Bailam are declaring it as Peah. So the Torah says that the Peah becomes Hefka Lanim. He's not making it Hefka Lanim. Okay, maybe we will stop here. The parents want to talk about Bor. Very good.